We learned the Mishnah last week. We learned the Mishnah Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, the last line in the Mishnah, that Hillel instituted the Takana Prusbul. The last line in the Mishnah Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, that Hillel made the Takana Prusbul. So we know the din is that every seventh year is a Shemitah, and during the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to do Avodas HaKarka in Eretz Yisrael. That din only applies, Avodas HaKarka only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But then there's another din that at the end of the Shemitah year, that Hillel instituted the Takana Prusbul. The last line in the Mishnah, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, that Hillel made the Takana Prusbul. So we know the din is that every seventh year is a Shemitah, and during the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to do Avodas HaKarka in Eretz Yisrael. That din only applies, Avodas HaKarka only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But then there's another din that at the end of the Shemitah year, after the Shemitah comes to a close, all of the chayvis are canceled. If I lend money to somebody, so after Shemitah comes to an end, it's prohibited, it's also for me to ask the labor to pay back the money. That's a pasuk in Chumash. And then there's a din that after seven Shemitah, after every 49 years, comes a yovel. The yovel is also, there's a din about Avodas HaKarka, there's an issa you're not allowed to do Avodas HaKarka in Eretz Yisrael. And whatever grows during the Shemitah year, whatever peres grow during the yovel year, or during the Shemitah year, have a kedushas peres shviz, have a kedushas peres yovel. And the special din, the ochlo, it's nitan la'achilo, la'achlo la'lehefsid, you're not allowed to burn it, you're not allowed to, la'achlo la'leschari, you're not allowed to make big business with it. You're not allowed to make medicine out of it. A lot of restriction. You're not allowed to use the tefua that grows in Shemitah year to as a korban mincha because you burn it on the mizbeach. A lot of dinim of the kedushas peres shviyas. The same dinim regarding the yovel. There's an isur avodas hakarka, and then the peres that grow during shnas hayovel have a kedusha also. There is a question that Tosis raises, the bottom Tosis over here, regarding where the bottom Tosis over here. Yeah. On Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Dibra Maschel Bizman. So Tosis raises a question. If you look in the Tosis, the line begins with the star of Rabbi Kivager. It says, "Ki diyamina behedya b'sifrei parshas rei anochi b'dorish lami dvar hashmita shamot." There's a question that Tosis raises that's really a machlekes hatanoim regarding Shmitas Ksofim. When Shmita comes to an end, so it cancels Shvis Mishametes b'seifo. When Shemitah comes to an end, so it cancels all of the halvos. What about when Yovel comes to an end? Let's say the seventh Shemitah is the 49th year. The seventh year, the 14th year, the 21st year, every seventh year. So the 49th year is Shemitah. So if I lend somebody money and then Shemitah comes to an end, so that knocks off the halvos. I'm not allowed to ask for the money back. But then the next year, let's say, is Yovel, the 50th year. So after Sukkot, I lend somebody $1,000. And then I wait till next Sukkot after the Yovel is up. Does the Yovel have the exact same din as Shemitah? It has. The first two dinim are the same, that you're not allowed to do avodas hakarka, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to water the grass, and so on. It has the prohibitions of avodas hakarka apply in Yovel, and the kedushas peres shviyas also applies in Yovel, the kedushas peres. But the shayla is, what about the shmitas ksofim? Well, the shmitas ksofim only applies to shmita, or it also applies to Yovel. So Tosis claims that it only applies to shmita. And then on the side of the Gemara, who is it? Rabbi Tzal Ranshburg tells you to look in Ture Yevin that not all the Tanoim agree. There are other sources who disagree. So Shaila in Rishayim, whether there is a din of Shemitas Ksofim in Shnas Hayevin. Okay, Machloikis. It's not that relevant an argument. So now the Mishnah says that Hillel made a Takana Prusbul. What says Prusbul? I officially make a declaration that I'm giving over the Chovis to the Bezin, that the Bezin should collect the chayv, and then I serve as the Shlech Bezin. I'll collect the money on behalf of the Bezin, and then I pocket the money. The Bezin, I pick out a Bezin of either two or three machlekes. We paskin, you only need two. Have you had a machlekes before? You establish a Bezin of two or three dayanim, and then even though Shemitah came to an end, the halacha says I am permitted to ask the lover to pay back the money. What is that based on? So the tesis we learned last week on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, the tesis Mi'ika Midi. So tesis quotes a Sifrei on the pasuk in Dvarim Tezvav. Pasuk in Devarim says, "Ashiya lachos achicha tashmeit yadecha." If I lend money to the loive, Ashiya lachos, the money that's owed to you es achicha, but it's in his pocket, it's in his bank account. So tashmeit yadecha, you're not allowed to ask him to pay back. So the Sifrei says, but what happens if the money is not only by him? Let's say I lent him $1,000 and he gave me a diamond ring, which is worth $1,000 as a mashkin. So it's not that the whole thing is es yadecha. If I have a malba la mashkin, so then shviz does not cancel the halvor, because that's shalachicha biyadecha. That's the diuk that the Sifrei makes. Ashiya lecha es achicha tashmit yadecha. If I make a halvor that's biyada, it's bishusai. However, if it's shalachicha biyadecha, if I'm holding on to his mashkin, then shviz is not mishameta. So that's a real din. That's a din deraisa. Learned that from the Sifrei. So the same Sifrei has another line based on the same phrase. Only if the halvoa is biyad chaveri, I lent the money to the loiv, I'm not allowed to ask back. I'm not allowed to ask for the money back. But what happens if I'm moisa shteraisa lebezdin? So then the din is ein shviis mishamet. Shmita does not cancel halvoa. So he mentioned last week that there were three opinions in the Rishonim. What do you do with that drosha? So Tosis is of the opinion. This Tosis is of the opinion that the whole Prusbul is identical with Moshe Shereis of Lebezin. It's the same thing. And it's really a din deraisa. So why is it called a takana? Takana usually means a made a takana de rabbana. It doesn't mean a takana de rabbana. It's like the Gemara, I think we mentioned last week. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechem and Zaka made 9 takanas. And one of the takanas was that on the first day, Chalam Eid Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chodesh a whole day. Even though Minatur, the chodesh is really mutar from Heira Mizrach, from Heira Yom in the morning. But nonetheless, he made Xer the Rabbanu. The Gemara gives the whole time. Meheri bana migdash bizman shabis amigdash ayakayam. So you have to wait till you makrev the minchas oina. So Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. He was the chief rabbi at the time of the Churban Abayis. So after the Churban Abayis, so you can't wait till hakrobas minchas oina. There is no minchas oina. So on the level of the rice, it sounds from the Mishnah. On the level of the rice, you're allowed to eat the chadash right away at the crack of dawn. And he made a takana de Rabbanon. It's also all day long. Then the Gemara says, no, it's not a takana de Rabbanon. It's really a din deraisa. Bizman shein beis hamikdash kayam. It's minatera that it's also to eat chadash all day long. I said, why is it firechent as one of the 9 takanas of Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai? So the Gemara says, no. The other 8 are takanas de Rabbanon. This one is dorash vehiskin. The takana means that he popularized the din deraisa. He let everybody know that this is the din atera. That the Bizman Shein, Beis Hamikdash Kayam, the Chodesh is also all day long on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So apparently here also, Hillel made a lot of takonis. The Gemara has in various places the various takonis. Here they only list off this one. Hillel made a takonis prusbul. So this Tosis is of the opinion, it's not a takonis de Rabbono. It's a real din deraisa. It's an absolute din deraisa. And when Hillel, so why is it called a takonis? He popularized the din. He let everybody know the din. Until that time, it wasn't a well-known halacha. He was just mefarsim the halacha. That's one opinion in Tosis. Then Tosis says, in Makis, you have another two shitas. One shita is that the whole takanas prusbul is a takana de rabbanon, and the whole din of Moshe Shteros of the Bezdin is also only a takana de rabbanon. Aye, but we learned that from a pasuk. So Tosis says it's only an asmachta that the first drasha in the Sifrei that says Hamavas Chaver Ala Mashkin Ein Shviis Mishametis, that's derived from that phrase. Ashiel Ocha Sachicha Tashmid Yodecho V'lo Shalachicha Yodecho Mikano Amamav Chaver Ala Mashkin Moshe Shuresu Lebezin Ein Mishamtim. So this opinion of Tosis holds no. The first half of the din is a din deraisa. Hamavas Chaver Ala Mashkin is a real din deraisa. But the second halacha of Moshe Shteres of Lebezin and Prusbul is identical with Moshe Shteres of Lebezin. The whole thing is only takana de rabbanon. That's the second opinion. And then we had a third opinion that Tosis had in Makis, that the ikar din of Moshe Shteres of Lebezin is a real din deraisa. If I give over the shteres to the bezin, the bezin sends a shliach bezin to go collect. That's a din deraisa. That is no din of shmita. Shmita doesn't cancel. But this dreidel, that I picked the bezin, they don't even know that I picked them. I picked 3 people in Connecticut, I picked 3 rabbis in Florida, and I tell the people here, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we just finished davening mincha, and I make, it's 2 minutes left before the shkia, Erev Rosh Hashanah of Matzei Shemitah, and I make a prusbul like this, I make a declaration that the 3 rabbonim in Florida, I pick out the names, they should constitute my bezin. I'm giving them over to chayvus, and I'm going to represent them to go collect the money. The whole thing is a dreidel. What do you mean? How is it my shtoris of lezin? They don't even know anything about it. So this takonis prusbul, this is an extension derabanan of the din deraisa of Moses shtoris of the bezin. The real din deraisa is deraisa and Moses shtoris of the bezin. And takonis prusbul is only takonis rabban. So those are the three shitas in Rishonim. Two out of the three shitas hold that prusbul is only takonis derabanan. On the level of the rice, it doesn't work. One of the shittas holds the whole Moses Torahs and the bezin. The whole thing is an invention with the rabban. The other shittah holds no. Called the tikkun rabbanan came the rice tikkun. The din the rice is Moses Torahs and the bezin. If he really gives it over to the bezin and they take it, stuck at din the rice, then ain't shuris mishamet. But prusbul is only the rabbanan. And the third shittah, our tesis holds no. Prusbul is mamish identical with Moses Torahs and the bezin, and it works on the level of the rice. Hillel's takona was that he was mefarsim the din, that until the days of Hillel, it wasn't so popular. Nobody knew that din. And sometimes, we mentioned last week, sometimes it's an inyan not to be mefarsim certain hetero. Like the Gemara says, it's not a good idea to be mefarsim the din that if you say kol nidre in the beginning of the year, so any of the dorm that you take will be bottom of utl. So people are going to take the dorm.
What's in Hiskin?
Hiskin. Dorash v'hiskin. That's how the Gemara has by Rabbi Yechonon Zaka. He made a takana, so the Gemara says it's not a takana. It's din deraisa. So why do we say hiskin? So the Gemara says dorash v'hiskin. He was mefarsim a din deraisa. So that's what this tesis holds a chiddush. That the whole takana's prusbul really is a din deraisa. The takana means he was mesakein that everybody should be aware of this din. What prompted him? Yeah, but it never says they made a takana. The kasha over here is it says hiskin. Yeah, takana. Yeah, meaning the vim. Yeah, that you have. Yeah, be said the vim. You said the vim means a takana. Meaning the vim that you have. But over here it says hiskin, and it's a doichik. Okay, you find it in the Gemara. The hiskin means that din derais. Okay, these are the three sheets. No, the Gemara is going to say when it works. So you have to have karka. We'll have to see the Gemara on the next day. Yeah. The Gemara is going to discuss on Lamed Zayin which chayvus it works on. The prusbul has to be b'ksav. Prusbul does not have to be b'ksav. I can say balpeh. The only thing is if I'll come to the loiva, maybe he says I don't believe you. So maybe he can insist. That's a shayla in the Gemara. Do I have namanis? Does the malva have namanis to say that I made a prusbul, or does the loiva have the right to say I don't believe you? The Gemara is going to talk about that too on the next
time. Make up your own bezin without the knowledge of the other bezin?
Yeah. 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 I would have said certainly not so. Those are the three shittas. So that's what the Gemara quotes. That was a takana. So let's see again the Gemara. Zeu gufa shal prusbul. About 10 lines before the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. They're quoting a Mishnah in Shviyas. This is the text of the Shtar HaPrusbul. It says, Masrani lechem pleni pleni adayonim shebemakim pleni. I'm transferring over all of my debts to you. She call chayv sheyesh liyetz al pliny. Any money that pliny owes me, sheegvenu calls man sheyertzer, that I have the right to collect it as representing you. I will serve as the shliach bezin. I should have the right to collect. So that's the takonas prusbul.
You need to specify the person, the name of the person.
Yeah, Vaisley said yeah. You have to mention specifically who the person is. I don't know. In Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to mention. From the Mishnah, one would get the impression that you have to mention. Shulchan Aruch, they say you don't have to. Just say, anybody owes me money. Just generally. Anybody owes me money?
That's the Mishnah. I would serve them an April somebody
said,
who are they?
He
said, you don't have to know
that kind of story. Yeah. That's what he says in Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to know. The Mishnah, it doesn't sound like. Okay. So now the Gemara is bothered with Akasha. Umik, Amidi, how can there be such a thing? The Midi Araisa, Mishamta, Shviyas. The Minatera, Shviyas cancels the debts. The Hiskin Hillel, the Loi Mishamta, what do you mean? What's the Kasha exactly? Midya Raisa, I'm over an Aveira if I ask the Loi for the money. Loiga says, we have a Sachi, you're not allowed to ask for the money. Midya Rabbanon Hillel allows me to violate an Aveira. There is such a thing. We know the Chachamim authorized to introduce Chumris. Ushmartim es Mishmarti, Asu Mishmaris le Mishmarti. But the Chachamim were never authorized to introduce Kulis. They have no right to be Mata Venisa de Raisa. Sometimes the Chachamim were authorized even to tell us to be Yoke Dovim and Atera. The Chachamim were authorized to tell us not to blow Shofar, that's already a Kula. Not to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Cholis B'Shabbos, not to shake a Lulav when the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, but that's only B'Shevi Al-Tasa, not to fulfill a mitzvah. But over here, the Chachamim are authorized to permit me to go violate the Issa Deraisa of Loyigos on the level of Deraisa Mi'ik, Amidi Hakanim Bi'i, Midi Oraisa Mishamta Shviz. Shviz cancels the debt and I'm over an aver if I ask for the money. And the Rabbanan Hillel is allowed to be matter to me that I can violate an Issa Deraisa. How can it be? That was the Gemara's kash.
I know the piece from Rashi, but it applies only to when the guy went to Malvi has a star. It says, Mosfandan of Hemna Shdoroisa.
That's the Russian, Moses Shdoroisa of Lebezin.
So it appears that he has a blank debt. He cannot do
a milvapeh. We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk on the next daf. What's the din of milvapeh? Where the principal helps him. The Gemara is going to discuss. I think the Gemara discussed.
Assuming that he has a 10-year loan and he knows that Shmita is in the middle.
So then the Gemara Makkah says that the Shmita doesn't cancel. Shmita only cancels the debt if the Malva had the right to collect it before the end of Shmita. So if he had the right to collect it, then the Torah says lo yigos. When Shmita comes to an end, you no longer your right to collect is canceled. But if the Schusa Gvi only begin after Shmita is up, then Shmita doesn't cancel.
So you see a case then where it doesn't apply.
That's based on the Pasuk and Chumash, that Lo Yigos means that the Schusa Gvi are canceled only if the Schusa Gvi existed already, then they cancel. But if it didn't, the Schusa Gvi didn't exist yet, then the Shmita doesn't cancel.
You wouldn't need a principle either, but you have a longer than 7 years.
Yeah, that's the way to solve the problem. Just make right in the shtar, Malvus Chaber, Lesser Shanim, you lend the money and this Zman HaGviya, Zman HaPiran, doesn't come until after, till a week after.
So what happens if the wise guy says, listen, I want to pay you back in the Shmita year. He says, I want to pay you back in
the Shmita year. Well, once he pays up.
Right, no,
once he pays up, the Malvus keeps the money.
Is he allowed to take it? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is he allowed to take it?
As long as he doesn't ask
it. He can't.
Yeah, these are only not allowed to ask.
Everyone's going to ask the Shmita, the second Shmita.
No, that once it's collected already.
No, it wasn't collected.
Oh, didn't collect. Oh, then the next Shmita will cancel. No, yeah, okay. The next Shmita, if I have a halva for 10 years, and the 10 years are up after Shmita, but it's going to be up before the next Shmita, so I better hurry up and collect the first. If I don't collect it before next Shmita, I'll lose. Unless I make a prison.
That's in the second
That's a prison.
The Gemara gives a different reason. Here, the Gemara gave the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says in Dvarim Tezvav, Hisham alecha, you should be careful. Tayin dovam levavcha b'liyal leimar, lest the person will be afraid and will say, Kovar shnas hashem shnas hashmita. Shmita is soon going to come, and if I'm going to make a halvoa, I'll never see the money. He's going to dilly dally. He's not going to pay me back till Shmita will come to an end. Then after Shmita comes to an end, I won't be able to get my money back. So the Torah says you're not allowed to make such cheshbanis, even though it's common sense dictates to make such a cheshbanis. Don't lend the money if you see it's soon going to be Shmita and you think you never get your money back. So the Torah made a nisa, you're not allowed to do that.
Why don't you just write out on a piece of paper this table in 8 years from now?
Well, that would solve the problem.
That would solve the problem.
Except he may waste time till the next Shmita. If he doesn't pay it up, till the next Shmita, so the second Shmita will cancel. Okay. If there's no problem, if you think for sure you'll collect it in the next 6 years, so then do it like that.
Take a loan, a long-term loan, like a student that takes a student loan. He pays it out for 10 years, paying it out. Shammah the rest of your loan?
Sure. Pays out. No, I don't think so. If there's a timetable and only $1,000 is due now, and $1,000 is due next year, $1,000 is due next year, so the Shmita only cancels that amount of money that the Malva had the right to collect.
That particular year.
Right, for that year. Right, whatever the Malva didn't yet have the right to collect until later, so that Shmita doesn't cancel. The Chalal Shmita does not, it depends, a student loan, it depends what the nature of the loan. Shmita only cancels halvos. Or Chayv Sama doesn't. Let's say if I bought groceries at the grocery store, and let's say I owe money to the dentist or to the doctor or so on, or I owe salary, or let's say a student went to the school and he never paid Schar Limud. So that's not really a loan. That's he never paid Schar Limud, so Shmita doesn't cancel that whenever it's any other type of a chiyuv. Yeah. But what they usually do is a student loan, the school lends you money, And they write it down on paper. They lend you money, and then they take that money to pay for your tuition. So it's considered tuition is paid for, and now you owe them a loan. So it's a loan, so then Shemitah will cancel it. If it wouldn't have been a loan, if it would have been I owe them tuition, then Shemitah doesn't cancel tuition like it doesn't cancel Dmei HaMekach. If I owe money to the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and I didn't pay it, so then Shemitah doesn't cancel. Loans are canceled by Shemitah.
Theoretically, you could pay the whole loan on one shot.
Right.
It's not a question. You're doing it, they're doing you against the
favor. Right. But still, since that amount of money that's not yet due, they can't ask me for that money before Shemitah, so then the din is a Shemitah doesn't cancel that money. That's the Gemara Makkos. Yeah. That's another, that's what we said, listen.
The advantage is turning into a loan like the Pesach, he's selling chametz to somebody. You tell him the chametz, but he's not paying you back the money because you're taking out a loan, so in fact he owes you a loan based on what you loaned him, so there's a contract that's a basis to make it in terms of a loan.
Okay. So now what exactly was the Gemara's kasha? When the Gemara asks, Umi Kumidi, how can there be such a thing with the Raisa Misham Tashvi is? So the Pashup Shat and Kasha, the way Rashi learns, on the level of the Raisa I'm over an Aveira. I'm not allowed to ask for the money because it says, La Yigas is Rehev is Sochi Kikol Shmita Lashem. You're not permitted to ask for the money. And with the Rabbanon, Yesh Korach Lako, Bikum Liasei, the Rabbanon have a Korach to be Oikra Din Menator B'Shevi Al Tasa. They tell me to violate the mitzvah of Shefer, violate the mitzvah of Lulav, don't shake Dalad Minim, and don't blow Shefer. They have no authority to tell me to violate the Kumbi Asay. They permit me, they give me a dispensation. I'm allowed to violate Laigas Hasriyeh Vesach. I'm allowed to ask the Laigas for the money after Shemitah ended. How can that be? Ain't Kach Laka the Kumbi Asay. That's the Pashup Shat in the Kash. Tosfos learns, not so. Tosfos he has a wild Shita. Tosfos Shita is that. That Prusbul is a din deraisa, it's identical with the din of Moses Terasa Lebez, and the whole din is a din deraisa. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Nika midi midaraisa mishamto shviyas, the hiskin hill of the loy mishamto. So it's not a kasha. The chiesh kech viach lachamun lakadom minator bikumbi asay. So what was the kasha? So Tosfos read the kasha differently. It's a little doichik in the lashon. Nika midi, how can it be that based on the simple reading of the Chumash, it says you're not allowed to do that, and the chachamim go and they mefarsim a heter? They're not supposed to be mefarsim haterim. The balabatim are going to be mezalzel ol adinim. You don't have to tell all haterim. You should keep it a secret. Like we mentioned last week, the Gemara in the end of Shabbos, Masech Shabbos, the 24th parokim. So the last parak is about Misha Hechshechlo Baderech. Someone is traveling on the highway late there of Shabbos, and he has a pocket full of money. And what's he going to do with his money? What's he going to do with all of his possessions? If he's going to stop over there where he is, the ganavim are going to take it. It's going to become hefker. So the Mishnah has a whole list of kulas. You ask a nochri, you get a cotton, you get the behema, hina hair, all kinds of eitzes. So then the Gemara says that the Chachamim didn't want to be mefarshim these haterim because the pasuk says that kvodo lekim hester dover. Some things there's no mitzvah lefarshim. Certain haterim there's no mitzvah lefarshim. Like the Gemara said by the kol nidre, you shouldn't be mefarshim that story that if you say kol nidre in advance, so the nedarim will not be binding through the year. So that's how Tosfos read the kashas, not the pasuk shot. Mika midi, how can it be? The midi araisa mishamta means based on the simple, superficial reading of the Chumash, it says you're not allowed to ask for the money back. And then the hiskin hilol, and hilol goes in his mefarsim adredel adin deraisa. Why did he do such a thing? Where's his seichel? You're not supposed to be mefarsim such a heter. It wasn't the kasha the Bei Rashi learns en karech laka bekumbi asay. It's a different kasha. Why was he mefarsim? So to this, the Gemara answers Amar Abaye. The Shviyus Bizman Azeh, the Rebbe Hi. The Takonas Hillel was when Shemitah is only mid the Rabbanim. So according to Rashi, it's one shot, and according to Tosfos, it's a different shot. According to Rashi and all the other Rishonim, the whole Takonas Prusbul is only mid the Rabbanim. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such thing, it doesn't work. So the Gemara's Kasha was, Ein Koach Laka Bekumbi Yaseh. How can you be Eker Adin the Raisa Bekumbi Yaseh? So the Gemara says, that's only Ein Koach Yacham Laka Dovman Atera Bekumbi Yaseh. They have no authority to permit me to violate an Issa Deraisa. What about if it's only an Issa Derabbanon? So that's called Heimamru Heimamru. If the whole Issa is to begin with is only Derabbanon, so the Chacham have the authority to make a heter for that Issa Derabbanon. Heimamru Heimamru. So Yesh Kach Lako Bikumi Yaseh. That's how Rashi learns the Kash. That's how Rashi learns the Kasha with the Teretz. According to Tosfos, the whole Kasha wasn't Gansin a different Kasha. Why did Hillel do such a thing? Why was he Mefarsim such a din? That the people should be elita zilzal and the dini hater, it shouldn't be mefarsim hater. So the Gemara answers, at the time that Hillel was mefarsim, Prusbel was only midirabbanim. But once he was mefarsim mitzvah, now it's a din deraisis, and now it's going to work even when lasi lovely mos hamashiach, when shmitah will be deraisis, it's still going to work. According to Rashi, the Gemara says the whole takonis prusbel only works. It only works when shmitah is derabbanan. If shmitah is going to be deraisis, prusbel is not going to work because ain't kach laka bekum biyasei. Ain't kach v'yachacham laka dov menator bekum biyasei. So when shmitah is only derabbanan, so then the prusbel will work. That's heimam v'heimamru. But lasi lover, when shmita will be deraisa, then the prusbel will not work. Prusbel will not. The takanas hilo will not be able to function because ain't kach laka bekum biyasei. Whereas according to Tosfos, that wasn't the kasha. It can't be because prusbel is a din deraisa. It works. Of course it works. The old kasha was, why did Hillel have the chutzpah? Why did he do such a thing? Why was he mefarsim it? He should have kept it a secret. So the Gemara says, no. At the time that he was mefarsim the heter, the kula, Shmiz was already only the Rabbanon. We'll soon see why. Shmita was only the Rabbanon. So therefore he didn't think that there's anything wrong to be mefarsim. But once he was mefarsim it, so everybody knows the din of Prusbel. So then it'll continue to function. The din deraisa works even when it's going to be Shmita deraisa. The din of Prusbel is now very well known. Everybody knows the din of Prusbel. So it'll continue to function. The heter will continue to work. Even the Mos HaMashiach, when the din of Shemitah will return back to be deraisa.
He lived after the bias?
No. He will live 100 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. That's the last line in Tosis. Yeah, that's what we have to figure out. Oh. Tosis quotes as a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tezvav. Hillel the Shimon, Gamliel the Shimon, Nogadus Yusuf with Nabai's Kuf Shona. Hillel was the chief rabbi, and then he had a son Shimon. He had a son Gamliel, and he had a son Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So that whole started, that whole dynasty started 100 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Sheni was the year 70. So this is 100 years before that.
Is this the Hillel of Hillel Samech then?
Yeah, the famous Hillel. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the famous. That was Bizman Abayis, right? Hillel and Shammah had a machlekes, but they allowed to do smicha and yontif. That was in the Bayis Sheni, in the Beis Hamikdash. That was Hillel, right? That's correct. So here, the Gemara has to explain why is Shemitah Bizman Azed the Rabbanah? Why? It's a din in the Chumash. The din HaTorah don't apply Bizman Azed. Why don't they apply it's a pasuk in the Torah? So the Gemara says, like this.
What does he mean Bizman Azed?
What does it mean Bizman? Well, we got to figure out what does it mean Bizman Azed. So Rashi fills you in, the story is incomplete over here. The pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Bahar says that every seventh year is Shemitah, and after seven Shemitahs, after 49 years, Sheva Shalom, Sheva Pamim, then it says, the 50th year is Yovel. So the Shaila is this one unit, this is one Hemshech, maybe the only time you have Shemitah is when it can lead up to Yovel. If it can lead up to Yovel, maybe you don't have the din of Shemitah. Where do you have a case where you know in advance it's not going to lead up to Yovel? So the Gemara says in Erechin, in the end of Erechin, that the Pasuk says that the Shnas HaYovel Krasim Dror Baretz L'chol Yashvel. That's the Pasuk on the Liberty Bell. You should proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. So the Gemara Darshans in Erechin on that Pasuk L'chol Yashvel is not L'chol Yashvel Aleho. That the din of Yovel only is Noyig. The dinim of Yovel are only Noyig. The dinim that can now do about the Sakarka and so on. All those dinim only apply when Rovi Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman Shein Kol Yashveh Aleh, then the din of Yovel doesn't apply. So therefore the Gemara says, the last few years of the Tkufas Bayis Rishain, the dinim of Yovel didn't apply. The Halachas of Yovel didn't apply. After the Golus of the Aseres HaShvatim. So you no longer had Bizman, it wasn't Kol Yashveh Aleh. So the din of Yovel didn't apply anymore. That's a Gemara. Then the Gemara has like this, there is a Machlokes HaTanoim. Rashi quotes here. Erechin daf lamed bay. See the Rashi, the bottom Rashi on lamed vav amid aleph. So about 10-13 lines before the end of the Rashi, he writes Erechin lamed bay samed bay. So the Gemara in Erechin as well as in the Dorim, the Gemara has this a machlekes hatanoim. How do you count the Yovel? It's an interesting machlekes. Do you say you count 49 years? 7, 7, 7, 7, and then Yovel is a blank year. Doesn't belong to this Shemitah, doesn't belong to that cycle of 7 years. They go in units 50, 50, 50, 50. Yeshua ben Nun came into Eretz Yisrael. So the first 14 years there was no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael yet because it took Sheva Shekibshu, the Sheva Shechilka. It took 7 years till they conquered Eretz Yisrael, 7 years till they divided everything. And until you divide, till you do the complete Chalukas Haaretz, the Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a full Kedusha yet and the Mitzvah Statuah's words don't apply. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara that the 15th year, Mishav Yisraelos HaYarden, that was the first year that they started to count the 7 years, and the first Shemitah was year number 21, because the first 14 years didn't count. So 7 years later, after starting from year 15, is year number 1, so the 21st year was the first Shemitah. So how do they count from then on? Do you count units 50, 50, 50, 50? That's how we pass them, 50, 50, 50, 50. And every 50 years is 7 times 7 and a blank year. 7 times 7 and a blank year. That's the way you work it out. Or no, Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that you just count 7, 7, 7, 7, Le'olam Vo'ed. And then the Yovel is the next year. After every 7 Shemitahs. So the next year is the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. And it's also going to be the Yovel. That's a Machlokes HaTanna. Then the further question, there are two versions, there's the Bavli and Yerushalmi, there are two versions of what Rav Yehuda said. When Rav Yehuda says that you count 7, 7, 7, 7, Le'olam Vo'ed, and then the 50th year will be the Yovel. So what does that mean? So the Bavli writes explicitly in the Dorim, in the middle of the Dorim, where they quote this, so the Bavli says that every time you have 7 years, so the very next year is going to be, every time you have 49 years, seven Shemitim, so the very next year is going to be Yovel. So then you have again seven Shemitahs, the next year is going to be Yovel. And Yerushalmi writes not so. You go 7, 7, 7, 7 Le'olam Vo'ed, then you go 50, 50, 50, 50 Le'olam Vo'ed. So the first Yovel will be immediately following the seventh Shemitah. The next Yovel will be 2 years.
2 years later.
There'll be a blank year in between the seventh Shemitah and the second Yovel. Because the Yovel, Rav Yehuda is masking with the Rabbanon, that you count 50, 50, 50, 50. For Yovel purposes. For Yovel purposes, not for Shemitah. For Shemitah you count 7, 7, 7, 7. And for Yovel you count 50, 50, 50, 50. So it keeps on moving.
That's when you change for your cycle.
That's 1 year later.
That Shemitah is a fallow year.
So according to that story, the 50th year is going to be the first year of the next cycle.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's you plant in the first year.
So 2 years. So you always have 2 years in a row. That's the way we hold.
Right.
And that's the way the Bavli says Rav Yehuda holds also. You're always going to have the seventh Shemitah. And the Yovel are going to be 2 years in a row.
Year 49 and year 50.
Right, 49 and 50, there's no Avodas HaKarka at all.
I don't understand, what's the Machlokes with respect to counting?
The Yerushalmi says that Rav Yehuda is masking with the Rabbanan, that Yovel is 50, 50, 50, 50. Every 50th year is Yovel. You go units of 50. But the Shemitah keeps on going, 7, 7, 7, 7, and ignores the fact that you had a Yovel thrown in. So the first Yovel is going to be immediately following Shemitah, the 49th year. The second Yovel is going to be a year removed after the... No, the second Yovel is going to be year 2 of the next Shemitah cycle.
Year 101, excuse me.
No, year 100. No, Rav Yehuda agrees with the Rabbanon.
It's year 100.
Yerushalmi says it's year 100.
Yovel is always 50-50.
Every 50th year is Yovel. And Shemitah keeps on going 7-7, and we ignore when the Yovel is.
You're also the first year of the Yovel. How about Shemitah?
No, the Rabbanon, the Chachamim hold that the Yovel is a blank year. That's for sure.
It's not Shemitah either.
It's not Shemitah.
The next Shemitah, the
next year after the Yovel is the first.
The 51st year.
For the 51st year is the first year. And Rav Yehuda doesn't agree. Rav Yehuda does not agree with that the 50th year is blank. So what does Rav Yehuda hold? So there are two versions of Rav Yehuda. The Bavli has one version, and Yerushalmi has a different version. The Tumim writes this fantastic Chiddush that according to Rav Yehuda, the Yovel keeps on floating. The first Yovel is going to be the year following the seventh Shemitah. The next Yovel is going to be 2 years following Shemitah. The next Yovel is going to be the third year following. So it's against the Gemara. So the later Achrenim said, but it's like the Yerushalmi. Rebbe Rav Yehudason was Mechavin to the Yerushalmi. Maybe you knew the Yerushalmi.
According to that Cheshbon, you're not going to have 2 consecutive years of fallowness. You're not going to have...
Correct.
Only the first Yovel.
After 7 years.
And after many years, it'll roll back again. Every time there's a Yovel, it keeps on moving.
But the Torah says, what are we going to hate?
Because it goes for the Rabbanon.
You're going to be 3 years in a row. 2 years in a row, you have to have
the Rabbanon.
Yeah, we pass like the Chachamim, the Rav Yehuda. We pass like the Chachamim. So the Gemara...
That's what the Yerushalmi says. Bavli says no. Rebbe Yehuda holds seven seventh year, and every seventh year is Shemitah.
And after seven Shemitahs, the very next year is Yovel. And the next year is Yovel is also counted as the first year of the next Shemitah cycle.
So you have only 6 years.
So you only have
six years of the first cycle.
Next Shemitah.
You only have five years
of work.
5 years of Avodas HaKarka. Because the first year of the Shemitah cycle is going to be a Nisa Yovel. And the seventh year is going to be Shemitah. So that first Shemitah, after the first Yovel, you'll only have 5 years of Avodas HaKarka.
How does that reconcile to Shem, Shem, and Mishrasa, Beth? How does that reconcile to
us? Normally you have 6 years. Sometimes you'll only have 5 years.
And
that's what Abuna learns. Most of the time. So this Gemara in Erechin says like this. The Gemara in Erechin that Rashi quotes, this is very important because somehow Tosfos quoted this Gemara and they had a problem. There's not a problem. The Gemara in Erechin is talking about at the end of the Tkufas Bais Rishon, after the Golas Aseres HaShvatim, so you no longer had Kol Yoshvehu Aleho, so the Pasuk seems to say that there's no Kedushas Yovel, the Din of Rav Yovel don't apply. So the Shaila is like this. The Chachamim, the Rav Yehuda, are of the opinion that you count 49 years, 7 times 7, and then you have a blank year. Then you have 7 times 7, 49 years, and a blank year, the 50th year. So the Shaila is, what about the last few years before the Churban Bais Rishon, where they weren't going to observe Yovel? So if you stop observing Yovel, so you just count 7, 7, Le'ol Mvod, you ignore the 50th year. So the Gemara says, no, Mono Yovlos, Le'kadei Shemitin. They counted the Yovel, the Bezin declared this is Shnas HaYovel, but they didn't observe any of the mitzvahs of Yovel. The Dinam of Avodas HaKarka didn't apply because you didn't have Kol Yoshvehu Aleho. The Kedushas Peres Yovel didn't apply, and if there is a din of Shemitah's Ksofim and Yovel, the 2 days in Tanoim, if there is a din, it didn't apply then either. None of the dinim of Yovel were known. But with the Bezin declared it, Manu Yovel means the Bezin counted it. The Bezin counted that year. This is Shnas HaYovel to make it a blank year, to push off the next Shemitah cycle. Manu Yovel is Lekadei Shemitah, to determine when the next Shemitah is going to be. It's not going to be 7, 7, 7, 7, the other one. It's going to be 7 times 7, blank, 7 times 7, and a blank year. Even though that blank year, you're not going to observe any dinim. That's what it means in Lashon HaGemara. Manu Yovlos Lekadesh Shmitin. That's the Chachamim Shita. We passkin like the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, there are no two versions. The two versions only are the thing of Yudah. Rabbi Yudah says that every seventh year is Shmita, come what may. Every seventh year is Shmita.
Both Yerushalmi and Bavli, either
way. Right.
The only thing is the difference is
the Yovel. The two versions, the Bavli and Yerushalmi, are within Rabbi Yudah. Yeah. When is the Yovel? So the Bavli says Yovel is always back to back with the seventh Shemitah. Every time you have seven Shemitahs, so the very next year is going to be Yovel. And Yerushalmi has this fantastic idea of a floating Yovel. That the Yovel goes 50-50-50-50, so the first...
You're going to have, according to the Bavli, you also have a floating Yovel. No, unless you say it's a blank year.
No, no. The Chachamim hold it's a blank year. The Chacham hold Yovel is a blank year.
So just walk me through a first session. 7 years, 7 times 7 is 49. Comes the 50th year, according to the Bavli, you show me can explain that. The Bavli, what happens to the 50th year?
There's a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, slowly.
So the Chachamim, you don't get.
The Chachamim say you go in units 50, 50, 50, 50, and the 50 is 49 and a blank year. 49 and a blank
year.
And the next year, 51st year is the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. That's how we pass in like the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says there is no blank year. You go 7, 7, 7, Le'olam Vod. But when is Yovel? When is Yovel? So that's two versions of Bavli and Yerushalmi. So the Bavli says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is Beferish like this, the Bavli. The Bavli says in Erechin and in the Dorim Beferish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have 7 times 7, after the 7th Shemitah, the very next year is going to be Yovel. Then you're going to have another seven Shemitim, the very next year is going to be Yovel. Yovel is always the year that follows immediately after the seventh Shemitah.
And that's the first year.
But they call it a blank year, he calls it
no, but he... No, because the Rebbe says year. You go 777 Le'olam Vod. The Rabbana say no.
The year of the second cycle.
The 50th year is counts both as Yovel and the first year.
The question is the 50th year, what's year number one? So the Bavli says every time you have seven Shemitim, so you have 49 years, the very next year will be Yovel. And the Yerushalmi says no. Yerushalmi says every 50th year is Yovel. 50. So the first 50th year is going to be immediately following the Shemitah. The next 50th year is going to be a year in between the seventh Shemitah and that Yovel. The next one is going to be 3 years after. Until it's going to be...
After seven times
Yovel, then you'll be back where you started again.
Then the Shemitah will come in back in place.
And then you'll have 1 year where the Shemitah and the Yovel are the same year. It'll be coincide the same year. And the Chachamim say there is no such thing. That's impossible. The Yovel is always the 50th year, is always the year after. Fine. So now there's so the Chumash in Bahar describes wow. The 50th year. I don't know. The Yerushalmi said the 50th year. Every 50th year, you count 50. We only go seven, right. The Rambam writes that that just like the Gemara says that towards the last few years of the Bais Rishon and during the Golas Bavel, the 7 years of Golas Bavel, even though they didn't observe Yovel at all because he didn't have Kol Yoshveh HaLeho, but still Manu Yovlos LeKadesh Shmitin, they counted the Yovel as a blank year to push off the beginning of the next Shmitah cycle. So the Rambam writes that he thinks that the same should apply b'zman hazeh, in his lifetime, 1,000 years ago, that even though no one is observing any Yovel, because there was nobody, there was barely a minion in Eretz Yisrael, hardly any Jews at all, it's not called Yoshveh Aleha, but still, we should count the Yovel as a blank year in order to push off the Shemitah, so we shouldn't count, he thinks that we shouldn't really count 7777 Le'olam Vod. But he says, what can I do? The Minig Hagoyim who lived in Eretz Yisrael was... that you go 7-7, and he says, even though I hold it, it doesn't make any sense. The minig is an ikar gadol de masorah, and the minig is an ikar gadol in halacha, and we follow the minig. That's it. Doesn't mean that the minig ikar halacha, we follow the psak, even though we don't understand it. And that's what the Ravid is masik on the Rambam, and he says, no, we should follow the Rambam. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That's the only place, to his recollection, that the Rambam paskins against the Rambam, and the Ravid is masik. No, you have to paskin like the Rambam. So the Ravid says, why did he give in to the Goyim? They're wrong. You have to count Yovel as a blank year. He said, shouldn't have given in to the Goyim. But we always, that's the way we count. And in every Luach, when they have the big Ezra's Torah, the fancy Luach, so they write what year it is to the Shemitah cycle, so they always add on, Kefi Minig HaGoyim. Because according to the Ravid, who says you should paskin like the Rambam, the whole calculation is all wrong. So that our practice is that we just go 7777, but we don't have any blank year. We don't have any 50th year.
The whole problem will become questionable. Maybe it isn't in the Shemitah.
That is a problem. That is a problem. Maybe it's not Shemitah. But this is the Minig HaGoyim. This is what we have. When they started making colonies in Eretz Yisrael, 100 years ago, almost 100 years ago, so the Shaila came up, what are you going to do on Shnas HaShemitah? You're not going to do Avodas HaKarka. You'll be penniless. As it was, they lived... they lived b'derechet gadol, they could barely make ends meet in the kibbutzim when they started the colonies. So if they're not going to plant anything in Shemitah, they'll go broke, they'll have to live off of tzedakah from chutz l'aretz. They'll be aniyim. So some of the chachamim, some of the wise guys printed, they used to have Hebrew newsletters. In Europe they used to have journals. So some of the scholars, some of the maskilim printed essays how to solve the problem. So they explain the Shemitah b'zman hazeh, only the Rabban will have to learn why. Shemitah b'zman hazeh, only the Rabban. We have a cloud fake of the Rabban l'kula. And he says, we're not sure which year is Shemitah. It could be that year, could be this year. There are a few problems. The Gemara says that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Moshtzoi Shnas HaShemitah. Now we assume that the Churban Bayis Sheni was on Tisha B'Av in the year 70. In the summertime, July, August of the year 70. So that's also a question whether that's accurate. Is it really correct that it was in the year 70? So Taisus and Avodah Zarah, there's a gigantic Taisus on Daf Yud and Avodah Zarah. So Taisus is not sure they have three opinions, whether it was the year 69, the year 70, or the year 71. So you already have three shitas. Then you have this Rambam thrown in, this Agora monkey wrench you throw in, that every 50 years you have a blank year and you push everything off. So we're not sure exactly. There are four possibilities. The Gemara says that the Churban by Sheni was Matzoi Shemitah, and calculate from there, 777. So calculate from where? Which year? Either from 69 or 70 or 71. Which year do you start counting from is the question. And then there's another question where you throw it in Shnei Sayyevah. So one of the scholars wrote, well, the whole Shemitah Bizmana says only the Rabban, we're going to have to learn why soon. And Sveika the Rabban Lakula. So we're not sure whether it's this year, that year, that year, the other year, so you have a right to be Mekel. So that's what the Beis HaLevi has in his Tshuvas. In the beginning of it has three volumes, three thin volumes of Tshuvas. So the beginning of the third volume, he has around 50 pages on Shemitah. He was opposed to the Hetem Mechira. He felt that it's not right, that it's not acceptable to sell a land to an Arab, to a Nahri, and thereby avoid the dinam of Shemitah. He held that it doesn't work. So he has a whole arichas on this. So he starts off with this, that a certain Chacham wrote this essay that you say Sveika de Rabbanan Lekula. So he says that's not correct, because the Gemara has in Megillah that there are certain villages where it's a suffix if it's a mukav chayim and moisur shur binun or not. So therefore the Halacha says you have to read the Megillah both on Yudalit and on Tezvah. So the Ran Frekta Kashi, the Ran on the Rif has the Kashi, what do you have to read on Yudalit and Tezvah? Stach HaSveika de Rabbanan Lekula. The whole din of Megillah is only with the Rabbanan. So why do you have to be Nachman Talein on both days? So the Rani answers, no, there's a din in your day of Shtei Kederis. I have, let's say, a pot of kosher food cooking on the fire, and I have a little trefus. And a guy walked in, and he threw something into the pot. I'm not sure if he threw the trefus into the pot or he threw kosher into the pot. So if the trefus is only trefus de Rabbanon, I'm not sure if he threw it in, so I say Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. But if it's a trefus de Raisa, so it's a Sveika de Raisa Lechumis, so you're not allowed to eat it. What if I have two pots on the fire? They're both kosher. And I know for sure that the goy took a trefus de Rabbanon and he threw it either into this pot or into this pot. So they have a right to say, this is Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula, I can drink this soup. And that's Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula, someone else can drink that soup. So in Yeridei, that's the last simon. In Chelek Aleph Yeridei, that's called Shtei Kederis. You have two pots, both kosher, on the fire, it's a tesefta. You have two pots, and a Nisa de Rabbanon Vadai fell either into this one or into this one. So you know for sure that one of them is also. You just don't know which one. It's a taruvis. Not a suffix. Is it trefer, is it kosher? I know vadai there is a trefer. There's some trefers floating around there. I just don't know whether it's this or this. So if you would have said it's a sveika de Rabbanon, whether it's this year, that year, that year, or that year, whether you count from 69 or 70 or 71, and when you throw in Yevo, then all 4 years are also. You have to ask it all 4 years, Barbara Sakai. So he says, let's not consider that a suffix. He says, let's not look for trouble. We follow the minigagainim. That we know when Yovel, we know when Shemitah is. Are you going to consider it a suffix?
I can walk on one of the roads, and somebody else can walk on the other road. We both are suffix on one of the roads.
Not suffix the Rabbanon. That's suffix the Raisa. Yes. It's a different. Different halacha. Tumah b'shus harabim. Ram Lekula. So that's halacha. Safik Tuma, you go Lekula.
Safik Tuma, Shusaram Lekula is if I myself go.
No.
I mean,
no.
So you say that maybe I then there's a Safik, therefore it's Lekula.
I know for sure. One of the roads.
One of us definitely went, we still say the same din.
Okay.
And there's not a question of Safik anymore. It's definitely someone was walking on Tuma.
But it's right, Shusaram
Lekula. Each one. That it's good, that both potters.
So I'm Lekula. So that's halacha. Safik Tuma, you go Lekula.
Safik Tuma, Shusaram Lekula is if I myself go.
No.
I mean, so you say that maybe I then there's a suffix, therefore it's a kula.
I know for sure. One of the
rounds. One of us definitely went. We still say the same din.
Okay.
And there's not a question of a suffix anymore. It's definitely someone was walking on
but it's right.
Each one. That it's good, that both puffers.
Not based on Sveika Darabonal Kula. You don't say Sveika Darabonal Kula when you have a Vadai, when you have a Nikva Yisura. That's based on other rules and regulations. Either based, that's 2 days in Rishon, either based on Sofik Tumma B'Shus Rabim, Sveika Tahar, or based on Cheskas Tahar.
It's not a Sofik anymore. One of us walk definitely on Tumma.
It's Vadai that one of them is Tumma. And nonetheless, Menat Torah, you pass them that they're both Tumma.
If I walk on both roads, I can't say the Sofik the first time, but the second time.
The Torah gives you the Hefer.
Okay, that for sure he's Tumma.
Same thing, but we have two different...
The Torah gives you the Hefer. There's a difference. The Torah gives you the Hefer.
No, this is a special. This is a special thing by Sveika Darabonal Kula. By a Sveika, the Rabban Lakula doesn't apply when you have an Ikra Isura. If you know for sure that one of them is Asa, then you can't say arbitrarily, this is Muta. Mechatei said, this is Muta and that's Asa. Maybe that's Muta and this is Asa. So you can't pick. If you have three, so Chad Betray Bottle. But if you only have two, that's called Ikra Isura. So Ikra Isura, you can't apply the din of Sveika, the Rabban
Lakula. Whether he ate one piece, and it is a Sufik maybe, as maybe no, or it's over two pieces, and one was definitely
Isur.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Nevela. Nevela, there's no Kori. I mean Chelev.
Yeah, Chelev.
Chelev, right. Yeah. That's how we pass. We pass that the Chiyav Hashem Tola only applies when you have an Ikva Isur.
Yeah.
So you see, on the level of the rice, Ikva Isur is a different Chal Hashem Sofet. Yeah. It's treated differently from Stama Sofet. I have a piece of food, I'm not sure whether it's Chelev or not, and I eat it, so we pass from La Locha that you don't bring an Hashem Tola. But if you have Chaticha Achas, Mishte Chatichas, I know Bevadai, one of them is Chelev. And I don't know whether this one or that one, on the level of their Isa, this is a different category of a Sofik. That's what the Gemara calls Ikva Isura. So with respect to the dinim of the Rabbanon, when you have a Sveika the Rabban Lakula, all of the Poskim say in Yeridei that it doesn't, based on a Tosef, that it doesn't apply when you have Shtei Kederis, when you have an Ikva Isura. You know for sure that one of them is us. So that's what the Beis Alevi said, that we have to ignore this Sofik, that the Maskilim brought up the possibility that maybe it's this year, maybe it's that year, maybe the other year. There are four possibilities. He says, no. If you're really going to consider four possibilities on one Yovel, one Shemitah is,
yeah,
then you make it worse, and you have to ask her all the 4 years. So he says, by us, it's not a Sufik. We follow the practice of the Goyim, that you just count 7, 7, 7, 7, and we know when we started counting. We know when the Shemitah is, and we don't count the Yovel. That's the Shaila. Why not? That's the Rambam's Kasha, but the Rambam is Mevatel, his opinion. And the Ravid says, no, you have to follow the Rambam. You have to count Yovel as a blank year. So let's take a question. Why is it that in the last few years of the Bayis Rishon, and all the 70 years of the Golos Bavel, Monu Yovlos L'Kadesh Mitin, they counted Yovel as a blank year, even though they didn't observe any of the laws of Yovel, because you didn't have Kol Yashveh HaLeo, but still they counted it as a blank year to push off the beginning of the 7-7. They didn't count 7-7 L'Yolam Vod. When it came the 50th year, they declared it's a separate year, it's a blank year, and then they start counting later on 7-7. How come then they didn't go 7-7? Even though they didn't observe Yovel was counted as a blank year. Why shouldn't we do the same today? That's the Rambam's kasha, but the Rambam gives in, he says he doesn't know why, but we don't do it. And the Rambam says, no, don't give in. It's wrong, you have to count blank. But we don't count a blank year. Why not, Taka? So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explains in his Sefer on the Rambam, a very simple pshat. The Gemara's lashon is, Rashi quoted, Erech and Daf Lamed Beis, Mono Yovlos L'Kadesh Shmitin. They counted Yovel as a separate year. Who counted Yovel? So he says, the Bezdin counted Yovel. He says, the last few years of the Bais Rishon, in the 70 years of the Golos Bavel, there was a Bezdin HaGadol. This mitzvah, the Safar Talocha Sheva Shaps HaShonim, is a mitzvah on the Bezdin HaGadol to count. The Safar Talocha. By Sfira Simon says, Usvartem Lachem. So the Gemara says, since it says in the plural, it means Shetei Sviru Lecha Lechot V'Yechot. But here it says, V'Safar Telecha, singular, so it's not a Chayv V'Sayochid. It's a Chayv on the whole Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael should count. How does Klal Yisrael count? Who represents Klal Yisrael? The Bez Nagodol represents. So this is a special din that Bez Nagodol has to count. So there was the last few years in the Bais Rishon, and the whole Golos Bavel, there was a Bez Nagodol functioning. But now, after the Churban by Sheni, there's no Bez Nagol at all. We don't have any Bez Nagol. So that's why the practice of the Goyim is that we just count 7, 7, 7, 7 Le'olam Vod. You can't say we're going to declare the Yovel year as a separate year as a blank year to push off the next count of 7-7. Who's going to declare? If you don't have a Bezna Godel counting, so there's nobody to declare. That's Rab Chaim answers. That's Rab Chaim explains.
You count again.
You start all over again with an extra year.
So now Rashi quotes from a Sifra and the beginning of Parshas Behar. Rashi quotes, there's a Machlokes Rebbe and a Chacham, Machlokes HaTanoim. How do you read the Psukim? The Psukim say that every seventh year is Shemitah, and then after, however you calculate it, after 49 years, then comes Yovel. Whether you hold like the Babli, the Yerushalmi, the Chacham, whatever it is, after 49 years, then you make a Yovel somehow or another. So does that mean that you only count seven, you only observe Shemitah if you know it's going to lead up to Yovel? What if you know in advance you don't be able to observe Yovel? Because you don't have Kol Yashveh Alel. You don't have the whole Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. So do you say Shemitah is independent? Shemitah you observe, Shemitah. Then when it comes the 50th year, we'll see. If we have Kol Yashveh Alel, we'll observe Yovel. If you don't have, that pasuk of Kol Yashveh Alel is written by Yovel. Across in Jor Boris, L'chol Yashveh, Bizman Shekol Yashveh Alel, that's only by Yovel. It doesn't say by Shemitah. So that condition that that in the Chumash is only written by Yovel, does it only apply to Yovel? Or do you say, no, once it's written with Gabi Yovel, so it's self-understood, it applies also to Shemitah, because he can't have a Shemitah unless it's going to lead up to Yovel. So Rashi quotes that, Samachloikes HaTanoim, Rashi says in the Torah, Kahanim, V'yorim HaNishu Machloikes, that's how Rashi ends off. Samachloikes Rebbe and the Chachamim, it says in the Ferish. So Rebbe's opinion is that you only observe Shemitah if it can lead up to Yovel. If you don't advance, there's no Kol Yashveh Aleo, so you don't have to observe Shemitah on the level of the Raisa. The Shemitah will only be the Rabbanah.
And how do you know in advance?
Let's say we know we now know that we don't have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael.
The theoretical Yovel year.
I mean, by then we'll get everybody, yeah, but right now we're lacking the conditions. So right now, if things remain the way they are now, so there won't be any Yovel, so there's no Din of Shemitah at all. The whole Din of Shemitah will only be with the Rabbanah. So our Gemara says that that's how we paskin, and this machlek is Rebbe and the Chachamim, so we paskin like Rebbe, that the only time Shemitah has to be observed min HaTorah is if there's a possibility that it can lead up to Yovel. But if you know in advance you don't have Kol Yashveh Aleo, so there isn't going to be any Yovel at all, then there's no Shemitah either. In the year.
Yovel, you don't do nothing. You don't observe.
In the 50 years.
That's when Yovel.
If I know there isn't going to be any Yovel, then there isn't even any Shemitah on the level of the Raisa.
Then we start the 50 year of 51.
Yeah, that's nothing.
We start the Shemitah, no? When we start the Shemitah again? If you have Afsaka, the Yovel. No.
Well, what do you mean you have Afsaka of the Yovel?
Because when? You don't observe
the Yovel.
We don't, so Bizman Azeh, we don't observe Yovel, so we don't even count Yovel, because there's nobody there to count.
Yeah,
there is no Bezna Gadol, so we don't count. So we just count 7, 7, 7, 7, because you don't need a Bezin to count Shemitah. You only need a Bezin to make Yovel. If you don't have a Bezin, you can't make Yovel, but you can still make Shemitah.
Isn't there a Bezin to count Yovel?
Yeah, Bezna has to count every year in order to create Yovel. In order to make Shemitah, Shemitah happens by...
If you haven't got a Bezna, you start counting year one, we know automatically.
That's it.
Okay, yeah. So we know automatically there won't be a Yovel. But a Shemitah, we assume there will be. Shemitah happens automatically, just like Shabbos happens automatically. So Shemitah also happens. That's how it says over here. V'shabbos or Shabbos Lashem, so Rashi says it's like Shabbos. Shemitah is like Shabbos, so just like Shabbos is chal by itself, you don't need any bezin to be mekadesh Shabbos. So too, the shnas hashmita happens by itself, you don't need a bezin. You just need a bezin to create yovel. So, at the end of the period of the Bais Rishon, and in the middle of the Golas Bavel, they had a bezin counting. So they created yovel. They were counting, they made yovel. So even though they didn't observe the yovel, but the yovel was counted as a blank yet to push off the shmita. But bezman is that we don't have any bezin counting at all. So you don't have any Yovel at all. The Yovel is not going to be a blank year.
Rabbi?
Yes?
Is it the important thing to count on these 6 years, on the specified 6 years, or for purposes to rest? And let's say, the famous Mishnah in Shabbos, if you wake up, you don't know where you are, you count 6 days, then you rest on Shabbos. Here, you don't know where you are in terms of Shemitah. So, look, we're starting a new Jewish community, 6 years rest, six rest, six and six, and then rest 1 year. So,
When he does know where he is, ask someone else. No. Oh, Klal Yisrael, no, no, they're all lost. Nobody knows.
Look at the count.
So the mitzvah is to count Shemitah to find the correct cycle?
About it to find.
About
it. Shabbos also. He's supposed to observe the correct day Shabbos. There's halacha if someone is lost in the desert and he doesn't know what day of the week it is.
That's on a personal level.
So there's a din, yes.
A personal level.
But at the whole Klal Yisrael, someone's going to figure out.
You mentioned before that there could be that the Mahlokas that Shemitah could be anyone who's born in the same year.
You have to observe Shemitah on the right year. Absolutely. Shabbos also. You have to observe Shabbos on the right day. It's a special din of Hamalach Tamidbar. Shabbos is a special din over there. But normally Shabbos has to observe it on the real Shabbos. You can't just do like the Christians, pick a different day and that's it. You can't just change it.
That comes with consistency. I mean, here, you don't know where you are. That's why you make your Shabbos.
Not enough to be consistent. It has to be the correct day of Shabbos. It has to be the right day of Shabbos.
The 49 years is the Shemitah.
Seven times seven is Shemitah.
Now, in the 50 years, then there must be the first year of Shemitah.
The 50th year.
Yovel, but this is actually Yovel. You know,
right.
When Polish
Yovel. Yeah. Right.
Over the 50 years, this must be the first year of Shemitah.
That's no, that's the machlokes. So we pass in that the 50th year is a blank year.
A blank year. Then it's the 51st year.
51st year, the first year.
The first year. First year. Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Year. That's how we pass. Yeah. So the Gemara answers Nachamal. So the Gemara asked a question, how can Hillel institute a din of Prusbu? So Rashi in most of the Rishonim say, V'chiyeshkech v'yachachomim laka dodmer ator b'kumbi, I say, if the Torah prohibits me from asking for the Chai, how can he be makel that I'm allowed to violate an Yisrael or Yigoyz? Yigoyz is Re'e V'sochi. So the Gemara answers, you're right, when Shemitah was their ice, the Prusbu wouldn't work. And when Shemitah will return back to be their ice, the Prusbu will not work. Hillel made the takana at a time that the Shemitah was only the Rabbanon. That's how Rashi learns. And Tosfos learned the kasha differently. No! The din of Prusbul is a din deraisa, but why was he mefarsim it? Why did he let everybody know? So the Gemara answers, shouldn't be mefarsim. And for the Gemara, at the time that he was mefarsim, he had a reason, because he saw the people weren't lending, and they were over on the din. So the Gemara says, he was only mefarsim at a time that it was only the Rabbanon. But once he was mefarsimit, now everybody knows. So even when Shemitah will become again a din deraisa, the din of Prusbul will still work. Prusbul is really a din deraisa. Fine. Again. So the Gemara seems to paskin. The Gemara says halacha lemaisa that shvius bizman hazeh is only the rabbanon. What is the bizman hazeh? So Rashi says, when did Hillel live? Hillel lived 100 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. So Rashi learns Pasha Pshat in Gemara that the whole period of the Bayis Sheni, Shemitah was only the Rabbanon.
Because
you didn't have Kol Yisrael there. The majority of the world Jewish population was living in Bavel. They refused to go back there. It's just that nobody wanted to go back. So since you didn't have Kol Yisrael there, so the whole Tkufas Bayis Sheni, Shemitah was only the Rabbanon. Because you didn't have Kol Yisrael there. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. If you don't have Kol Yisrael Aleho, so how come the Gemara says there was a din of Yovel? Where does it say there was a din of Yovel? Rashi says there was no din of Yovel. And Bayis Sheni, where does it say there was a din of Yovel? So Tosfos says like this. Tosfos quotes, there is a Gemara in Erech in Daf Chof Tes, where you have five lines from the bottom of the Tosfos. But the Gemara says, Ein Eved Ivri Noyeg Ela Bizman Sha Yovel Noyeg. You can only have an Eved Ivri Bizman Sha Yovel Noyeg. And there's the same Gemara, the same Braisa has that Ein Ste Achuza Nergim. The din is that if I sell a Ste Achuza, I'm special dinim of Gula, when you have a right to buy back, when you don't have a right to buy back, and the din of Bati Arichayma, also the special din of Bati Arichayma, if you don't buy it back within the first year, so it's Nechlat. So the Gemara says, well, the din of Bati Arichayma only applies, is Mancha Yovel Nergim. Gemara has a whole list of dinim that are totally zebizet that it tied up with the Yovel. So the Gemara said, Mishnah, you say beferish that the din of Bati Arichayim applied during the Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara says that there was a Shivcha Harufa. There was a person, there were people who were chayv Shivcha Harufa. Here Tosfos quotes from Krisis Daf Yud Aleph. Ba'ashamim el tzoyin al ashmasam. They brought a korban Asham Shivcha Harufa in the Bayis Sheni. Why? Melamed Shekulam Shivcha Charufas Balu. A lot of people had violated the din of Shivcha Charufa, and therefore they had to bring the special Hashem Shivcha Charufa. So Taisa says, what is a Shivcha Charufa? Shivcha Charufa is a woman who is a chetzer Shivcha v'chetz baskaren, who is married to an Eved Ivri. So Taisa says, Takasha, how can you have a Shivcha Knainis? You can have his manazah also. You can have in America too. It's against the law. Because Lincoln freed the slaves. It's against the din of the Mahusa. But according to the Halacha, you can have a Shivcha Knainis in America too. That's not totally in Yovel. But an Eved Ivri is totally in Yovel. That's the Gemara in Erech and Daf Chavtes. Ain't Eved Ivri noig ala bizman shal Yovel noig. So how can you have a Shivcha Charuf if his mom by Shein? A Shivcha Charuf means that she's a Chetze Shivcha V'Chetze Baschon who is married to an Eved Ivri. How can you have an Eved Ivri if his mom by Shein if Rashi says there was no Yovel? And how can you have the dinim of Bati Arichayma? The Mishnah is talking about Bati Arichayma in the days of Hillel. Hillel lived his mom by Shein. How can you have Bati Arichayma if his mom by Shein if Bati Arichayma depends on Yovel? And the laws of Yovel weren't known because there was no Kol Yashvehu Aleha. That's Tosis Kasha and Rashi. So Rashi holds that it's only the Rabbanim. That the Yovel Bizman by Sheni was they did observe Yovel, but they observed Yovel with the Rabbanim. The Shemitah, the Gemara said the Shemitah is only the Rabbanim Bizman by Sheni because it can lead up to Yovel their Isa. But just like they made Shemitah with the Rabbanim, so they made Yovel also the Rabbanim. Why they make Shemitah with the Rabbanim? Kadeshalot the Shtakach Torah Shemitah. You shouldn't forget that there's a din on the books, there's a din in the Torah of Shemitah.
The Gaon himself only 777.
No, Bizmanazah 7 cents because we don't have a Bez Nagodl. But Bizman Bashani, they had a Bez Nagodl. So they were counting, but the whole counting was a fake. The whole counting was only Midir Rabbanan. Because it wasn't going to lead up to everything was Midir Rabbanan. The Shemitah is not going to lead up to a Yovel. They are racist, so the Shemitah was only the Rabbanan. But at least there's a Bez Nagodl counting. So the Shemitah was the Rabbanan, the Yovel was the Rabbanan. That's how Rashi holds. So the Yovel was the Rabbanah, so the whole din of Bati Arichayimah was only the Rabbanah. But Taisis Tain is fine, you can have a Chumrah say Bati Arichayimah with the Rabbanah. How can you have an Eved Ivri with the Rabbanah? How do you have the Hashem Shivcha? You can't bring a Korban with the Rabbanah. How do you have an Eved Ivri with the Rabbanah? How do you have a Shivcha Charufa is married to an Eved Ivri? If you don't have an Eved Ivri. There is no Eved Ivri Bizman Baishen. That's Taisis Kasha. Unless you'll say that what? That they violated the din of Shivcha Charufa Bizman Bais Rishon. Bizman Bais Rishon, and they had brought the Karbonis. They brought the Karbonis 70 years later. So Taisa says there is a Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara says that they brought Karbonis Bizman Bais Sheni here. Taisa quotes Mahiri as Davov, that they had worshipped Avodah Zarah B'Shegeg. Yeah, so Taisa says, the Bez Nagodl brings that. That Soyer Avodah Zarah, the Bez Nagodl brings that. That's Shaya. But to say that there were people who were 95 years old, that they violated Shivcha Charufa Bizman, and a lot of people, such a popular Avera, so many people had violated Shivcha Charufa Bizman Bais Rishon, and they were all bring Karbon, not B'mashma. The Mashma that they violated Bizman Bais Rishon. So Taisa says, how can it be? If the Gemara says there's no Eved Ivri, there's no Eved Ivri Bizman, She'ena Yovel Noit. That's the question. You can have maybe Eved Ivri Midir Rabbanan, but you can't have a Korban Osham Midir Rabbanan. You can't bring a Korban Osham. Osham is not Bob Ben Edom and Adova. You can have an Oilom Midir Rabbanan, you can have a Shlomi Midir Rabbanan, because it's Bob Ben Edom and Adova. So if the Chachamim say, we want you to bring an Oil, let's not make you happy, I'll bring an Oil. But you can't have an Osham Midir Rabbanan, and a Chattis Midir Rabbanan, you can't have. Either you're Mechuyif to bring it Menatar and you bring it. If you're not Mechuyif Menatar, then it's not Bob Ben Edom and Adova. You can't volunteer. So that's Taisus Kasha. How can it be? There is no Eved Ivri. Bizman Shein Ayayval Noig. There is no Eved Ivri. So Grada, the Ravid has an answer on this Kasha. The Ravid likens up. He says that that's not Pshat in the Gemara. The Ravid says, Bizman Shein Ayayval Noig. There's the Rambam. Here Grada, the Rambam is right. Usually the Rambam is Shver. And the Ravid says, what did the Rambam do? It's against the Gemara. Here Grada, the Rambam is innocent. The Rambam in Hilchas Isuri Biya quotes the Dinam of Ger Toishov. A Ger Toishev is a non-Jewish person who has accepted upon himself not to violate the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai. He's going to follow, he's going to observe Avodah Zarah, not violate Gilei Arayos, not violate the Shvichas Damim, and so on and so forth. That's called a Ger Toishev. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara. There's no Din Ger Toishev Bizman She'ena Yovel Noig. This is the same Braisa in Erech and Daf Chet. There's no Eved Ivri, there's no Ger Toishev, there's no Bati Arachayma, and a couple of other things. Everything is totally in Bizman She'ena Yovel Noig based on Pesukim Chumash. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, innocent, quotes the Gemara, there's no din of Ger Toishev Bizman Hazeh. So the Ravid attacks the Rambam as if he made a mistake. And the Ravid is the one who's saying a Chiddush. So the Ravid writes in Hilchas Isuri Bi'ah on Perek Yud Dalet, The Rambam has the dinim of gerus, and then he has the dinim of ger toishov. And in Surah Bia, he writes, you're not allowed to intermarry. He says, he's not allowed to marry a nochris. So he writes, but if the nochris converts, it's okay, you're allowed to. And he writes, two prokim, all the dinim of gerus. And then he writes, that's only if it's really a ger tzedek, she really converted. But if it's only a ger toishov, so ger toishov is vaita shiksa. So he's not allowed to marry. So the Rambam has all the dinim of ger toishov, derech agav. When he writes the dinim of gerus, also derech agav, in the middle of Hilchas Surah Bia. So there's a long paragraph in the Rabbi. Usually the Rabbi is two or three lines. A long paragraph, a whole essay. The Rabbi writes in the middle of the Surah Bia that that's not what it means in the Gemara. The Gemara meant that Bizman Shein Ayovel Noig, the dinim are not going to be the same. You have a Ger Toshav. But other Rabbi, he says, why is he called the Ger Toshav? A Goy who's Mikabal Olav Sheva Mitzvah B'Nenech, why do we call him a Ger Toshav? Because usually you're not allowed to allow a Nochri to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a pasuk, loisechanim, ositalem chanoi bekarki. You're not permitted to let the nochri, if Yad Yisrael takifa, now if you have the Israeli government, will try to kick them out, so they'll wipe out the whole country. They never. I don't think they ever observed this din. I don't think in the days of the Bais Rishon, I don't think they ever observed this din. Historically, they chased out all the nochri.
Is that
Loisachon
goes on Shiva only, not on all the
goyim? No, Tosa says in Avodah Zarah, Tosa says it goes on all the goyim. Even though the context of the pasuk seems like it only goes on the Sheva Umas and the Chita Amor, Apriz, Achnani, Abusi, and so on, the Tosa proves in the Gemara, in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah, goes on all the Nochem. That's what some Rabbanim wanted to say about the Heta Mechira, that the Rabbanut made a Heta Mechira in the days of Rav Kook, in the days of Rabbi Yitzchokhanan, years ago. 90 years ago, they made a Heta Mechira. They sell the kibbutzim, they sell the lands to an Arab in order to make a Heta Mechira, in order to be mata the Yisra Shemitah. So many Gdolim Tainid, you're not allowed to sell to a Nachri, Lo Sechonim. So some Tainid know the Lo Sechonim is only on the Zayin Umis, as it says in Chumash. So the Chazon Ish points out that Taisa shows on that Gemara, that is not so. Even if in the Chumash one would get that impression, that the Lo Sechonim is limited only to the Zayin Umis, but from the Mishnayis and Avodah Zarah, in the end of the first paragraph of Avodah Zarah, it's very obvious that it applies to any Nochri. Unless he's a Ger Toshav. That's why we call him Ger Toshav. Imcha Yeshav Dikirbecha. Ger Toshav means we permit him to live in Eretz Yisrael. He's called a Ger Toshav. So the Rabbi writes, when the Gemara says that there's no Ger Toshav, is man Shein Ayovel Noig, it doesn't mean there's no Ger Toshav. It means the Eretz Yisrael has less Kedusha. There's man Shein Ayovel Noig has less Kedusha. So the din, that if you have a Ger Toshav, you can let him live in Eretz Yisrael, but not in the cities. He quotes a Sifrei, Im Chayesh Adike Becha, on a farm you can let him live, but you're not allowed to let the Ger Toshav live inside the city, because the city of Eretz Yisrael have more Kedusha than the farms, as they state, they're Adinim. They don't apply to the cities and don't apply to the farms, the city, all cities. Ayoriz HaMakof Eschem Eishu Shubinun, that's a higher level of Kedusha, this is Upkiret. But even the plain Ayoriz also, there's a higher level of Kedusha to any city in Eretz Yisrael, more so than the farms. Where do you find, what halacha do you find? There's a halacha that in Eben HaMenuga, if you have Tzaraz Batim, so the Eben HaMenuga, you may not leave it in any city. You have to take it Michutz Lir. An Odom who's a Tzaraz, an Odom who's a Mitzora, is only not allowed to enter Ayoris HaMekofes, not allowed to enter Yerushalayim. He's not allowed to enter Ayoris HaMekofes Chaim, but he's allowed to enter other cities. He's allowed to enter Tel Aviv. He's allowed to enter other cities. But an Eben HaMenuga, it's a Tosefta, you're not allowed to bring it into, you're not allowed to leave it in any one of, you have to take it Michutz Lir, even if it's any city in Eretz Yisrael. So you see that there's a slightly higher level of Kedusha to the Ayorish of Eretz Yisrael, more so than the farms in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbi quotes another Nafkamina. Not only for the Eben HaMenuga, there's another din. A Ger Toshav, Imcha Yesha Bikebecho, state in the Sifrei, the Ger Toshav can only live on the farms. You're not allowed to permit him to live inside a city. So the Rabbi says, but that's by Medvar Mamurim, is Ban Shayovel Noik, Eretz Yisrael is on a higher level of Kedusha. But with Ban Shayin Ayovel Noik, Ein Din Ger Toshav Noik, doesn't mean you can't be Mekabel Ger Toshav. What does Ger Toshav have to do with Yovel? He says, no, this restriction that you're not allowed to let the Ger Toshav live in a city, in Eretz Yisrael, only on a farm, that Chumra doesn't apply. With Ban Shayin Ayovel Noik, you can even allow him to live inside the city. Then Amachtabek the Din of Eved Ivri also. It says, Zman, Shein, Ayochel Noik, there's no Din of Eved Ivri. It doesn't mean there's no Din of Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri usually goes free when it comes Yoivel. So if there's no Yoivel, he never goes free. Adirabba, lifetime right. Eved Ivri, he remains in Eved Ivri forever. Like an Irtza.
Why goes after 6 years?
Huh? Okay, he'll be Yoitza B'sheish. He'll be Yoitza B'sheish. But if the Yoivel comes before the Sheish, normally he goes free. But Vanshaina you all know. So that din of every one aspect of every Rebbe is not known. The writer picks on each one of the dinim.
A Nirtza would be Adoylan.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A Nirtza will stay forever. He won't go free. Be Oval. Correct. Correct. So according to the Raivid does away with that din. He says it's not true that Bizman Shaina Yovel Noyeg. There's no Ebedivri. No, you can have it. You can buy an Ebedivri. You can make an Ebedivri. Other Rabbi, he's going to be a longer. He'll be an Ebedivri for longer. He won't go free be Yovel. The coolest of the Ebedivri won't apply because you don't have any Yovel. So anyway, that's what Rashi holds. Rashi Shita is. This is clear. He'll live as man by sheni. There's no two ways about it. He'll live just like Gemara Shabbos after Zvavim and Aleph, the last line of Tosis. He'll started to function 100 years before the Churban by sheni, and he didn't live 100 years. Maybe he lived 100 years, but he didn't live till after the Churban by sheni. After Hillel died, his son Shimon took over. After Shimon, his son Gamliel. After his son was Shimon ben Gamliel. They were all before the Churban by sheni. So if Hillel lived as man by sheni, and he made the takana of Pruzbol, and the Gemara says Pruzbol. It was only proper, or it was only, according to Tosis, it was improper to institute Pruzbol. If it would have been deraisa, according to Rashi, it was impossible, not improper. It just wouldn't work. So obviously, Hillel instituted Pruzbol and Shemitah was only the Rabbanon. So Shemitah was man by Sheni, was only the Rabbanon, because it couldn't lead up to Yovel. What couldn't lead up to Yovel? You didn't have Kol Yoshveho or Leo. So Frek Tosis, what do you mean? There was no Yovel. There was no Yovel was man by Sheni. So if there's no Yovel, how do you have Eved Ivri? So Rashi holds like the Ravid probably. You can't have it. The Gemara didn't mean that. You can't have an Eved Ivri. Apparently. Aye, but it says Beferish that they did observe the dinim of Bati Ari Chayma. So Tosis themselves say, according to Rashi, that was only the Rabbanon. They observed Shemitah mid the Rabbanon. They observed Yovel mid the Rabbanon. They observed Bati Ari Chayma. Everything was only the Rabbanon. Here the Eved Ivri, you can't say it's only the Rabbanon, because you can't have a Sham Shiv Chacharuf mid the Rabbanon. So there you have to say that Rashi holds like the right. That's how Rashi read the Gemara. That Bizman by Sheni, when we say Shemitah Bizman is there, the Rabbanon. What is Bizman is there? The word Bizman is there means after the Golas Aseres HaShvatim. From the time of the Golas Aseres HaShvatim, that there was no more any Yovel, because it wasn't called Yeshvel. That's a Gemara. That's the Gemara in Erechim Daf Lamed Beis that Rashi quotes. After the Golas Aseres HaShvatim, towards the end of the period, 50 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon, there was no Yovel. So from that time on, Ad HaYom Hazeh, Ad Biyad Bechlal, there's no din of Shemitah deraisa. Shemitah is only the Rabbanon. And the Zman Bayis Sheni, not only was Shemitah the Rabbanon, they even had Yovel with the Rabbanon, but nothing was deraisa. That's where Rashi holds. Abinatam says that that's impossible. Abinatam is bothered with this kasha. If Yovel is only the Rabbanon, there's no Yovel deraisa, then there's no Eved Ivri. There's no Eved Ivri, so there's no Shivcha Harufa. The Shivcha Harufa has to be married to an Eved Ivri. There's no Shivcha Harufa. So what does the Gemara say that they brought Hashem Shivcha Harufa? So the Rabbein and Tam says, Be'achreach, you got to say that it was man by Sheni, Yovel was Noig Minatayra. And the Shemitah is man by Sheni was Minatayra. How can it be? You need Kol Yashveho Aleho. So the Rabbein and Tam says it doesn't mean that you need the majority of the world Jewish population. You need a representation of each one of the Yud Bei Shvatim. Now, we don't know Mi Bam Yahochim, you know Kohanim Leviim, that's all. We don't know who the others are, what Shevet. Mistama there are from every Shevet, Mistama there are one or two people from every Shevet, but we don't know who's who. So if you don't know who's who, then you don't have a representation. But in the Psukim in Ezra, Tosis says the last few lines in Tosis. In the Psukim in Ezra, it says exactly when they came back Shiva Tzion, at the beginning of the Binyan by Sheni, it says how many thousand Jews there were from Shevet Reuven, from Shevet Shimon, from Shevet Yisachar, Shevet Zvulun, and every Shevet is listed in all of Eisgir Rechem, how many there were. So since there was an official representation, even though it was a mashu, it was a drop in the bucket, it was much less than 50%, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that's enough to be declared Kol Yeshvelel. There was a clear representation of each one of the Yud Bei Shvatim. So the Rabbeinu Tam Shita was that his man by Sheni, Shemitah was their Isa because Yovel was their Isa. So what did the Gemara say that Hillel made the Takana Bizman Hazeh? So he says no, that goes after the Churban by Sheni, but he didn't live so long. He didn't live so long. So Tosis says no, he made the Takana for Lachazman. So what do you mean? How did he know that by Sheni was going to be Chur? But he had Ruach HaKodesh. So Tosis says they all knew. Tosis says they all knew that by Sheni was going to be Chur. And they quote it's a Gemara on the top line, on the top line of Amud Beis. The Haviyadi the Chur Beis. They all knew, not in the beginning.
That eventually.
Yeah, that's 100 years before. Not only 100 years before, the Gemara says in the end of the first Perek in Yuma that when they built the Bais Shemini, they already knew it was going to be Chorev. They already knew because Shlomo HaMelech said b'nevuah in Shir HaShirim, he said, "Imchomahim nivna aleha tiras kefir." In Delasi, notzu aleha luach chorev. So they had a tradition from the days of Shlomo HaMelech, "Imchomahim yaluk achomah." If everybody will show up when they'll build the Bais Shemini, is nivna aleha tiras kesef. The Bais Shemini will be like a metal structure. She'ein harekev sholid bo, that it won't rot away, it won't be destroyed. In Delasi, if it be very shvach aliyah, nivna leha nuach ores, so the Bais Shemini will be like a bungalow, like a wooden hut, she'harekev sholid bo. So when they built the Bais Shemini, they knew right away there was hardly anybody there. There are a few thousand. What does Taisa say? That's a Gemara, the end of the first Perek in Yuma. The end of the first, towards the end of the first Perek in Yuma. The Gemara Grada says it's been a gear to a different thing. The Gemara says there, Harekib Sholet Bo, a wooden hut, Luach Ores, is a wooden bungalow, Harekib Sholet Bo. So the Gemara says that that's why it was, there was a period of rotten, a rotten period. What's heist rotten? Rekib? So the Gemara says, Rekib, there was no Nevuah. And if there would have been Yalu Kachayim, if everybody would have gone, it would have been, Ein Harekib Sholet Bo, there would have been Nevuah. That's how the Gemara says. But the Sfasemis writes on that Gemara, that's in addition to the Pashup Shat. The Pashup Shat is whether the Bais will be Chorev. Harekiv Shalabah means the Bais Shein is going to be Chorev. And Harekiv Shalabah means it would not have been Chorev. That would have been the Bais HaOsid. That would have been the end of the story. That would have been the Bais HaShlishi and Vinayim HaRamah. That would have been the end of the story. But in addition to Harekiv Shalabah Kipshuta, whether the Bais is Osid Lehi Chorev, the Gemara Adana Nacha, Tzuka like Nachavor. Harekiv Shalabah, there won't even be any Nevuah. The Rabban Shalom only gave the three Nevim to enable them to build the Bais Shemini. Without a Navi, you can't build the Bais Shemini. So that's what Taisa says. They all knew. The Raivin, in fact, writes, the Raivin in Hilchos Beis Abchira writes, that the Kedusha's Bais Shemini, Machlek is the Rambam and the Raivin, the Perek Vav in Hilchos Beis Abchira. The Rambam writes that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdosh, he was Mekadosh the Mokam, and it's Kitchelosi Lodom. The Shechina Lezazim and Kaima, the Kedusha's HaMikdosh, the Kedusha's HaRabais, the Kedusha's Yerushalayim remain. And all the Churbanas didn't affect any change whatsoever. The Mokam HaMikdush is Adayim B'Kdushasa who I made, and Yerushalayim is Adayim B'Kdushasa. That's how the Rambam passes. And the Raivid disagrees with the Rambam. He says, why should they have done that? The Raivid writes, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdush, he already knew from the time of the Meraglim, the Chet of the Meraglim, they were already told that the Bais Rishon is going to be destroyed. So he says, when he built the Bais Rishon, Shlomo HaMelech was only Mekadosh it Lizman, only for 410, only for the length of time that it'll be in existence. Why should it be Mekadosh the Mokaim for past the time that the Bais, and he says when Ezra built the Bais Shemini, Yodeo Haya Ezra Shasir HaBais Lecharev. He says Ezra already knew from day number one it's going to be Chorev, because they didn't show up. There wasn't Yalu Kachayim, it was Delos, it was Dalas Om, nobody showed up. So he writes, Yodeo Haya Ezra Shasir HaBais Lecharev. So it was only Mekadosh et Lizman, and after the Churban Bais Shemini, the Kedusha disappeared.
You don't say Kitchelos on the way?
The Raivin holds you don't say Kitchelos on the Rambam says you do, and the Raivin says you don't. So Machlek is Tatanoim, and a Machlek is Amaroim, and a Machlek is Harishayim. The Chavit Chaim writes that it's a Sveikid Adina. So we go to the Chumra all the time. But the Raivin writes like that. So that's what Taisa says. Taisa doesn't go all the way back to the days of Ezra, those are the Gemaris, and the Raivin says, Yedeo Hayez, or Shasar Abayz, and Taisa just says, the last few years before the Churban Bais Shemini, they all knew that the end was approaching. They all knew it was going to be Chorev. They just didn't know when it's going to happen. That's what they quote there, because the Mishnayos have in Nazir and Perek Beis Shammai that when the second Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, they didn't have any telephones, they didn't have any radios, they didn't have any newspapers. So the people didn't know that there was no Beis HaMikdash. So there were people who accepted upon themselves to be Nazirim. The Beis HaMikdash was Chorev already. So a Mekabel and Ed and the Nazirus without knowing that they can never end it up. Well, if you're a Nazir, the only way to terminate the Nazirus is by bringing the Korbanos. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring. So they're Mekabel and the Nazirus thinking that when the time is up, they'll go. And then they waited whatever the period of time is, and then the Pesukim say they came to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo and behold, there's no Beis HaMikdash. And they found out there already was no Beis HaMikdash at the time that they took the Neder. Others had taken the Neder before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed after. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says there, Nocham Hamadi, I think. Nocham Hamadi was there at the time of the Churban Bais Shemini, So he was matir all of the nazirim. He said the neder nazirus is betois. The neder was betois. Because if they would have known, they wouldn't have taken a neder nazirus. Aye, but the Gemara says ain't poischem in oilat. What do you mean if they would have known? It's such a far-fetched thing. So the Gemara says, now they all knew that Otkot, the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be Chavar. It wasn't a secret. Even the Hamoinam knew. So that's not called Ein Paischem in Oila. It can't be Mataneta based on a new thing that just was introduced onto the scene. And at the time that he took the Neta, it was unheard of. So the Gemara says, this is not unheard of. It was in the year. The Haviyad the Chavar Beis. So the Rabbi Natam has this wild shita. He says that this Mam Bai Sheini, it was Kol Yoshvei Hola, because there was a representation of all of the Yud Beis Shvatim. Tamavur in the Pesukim is a very small representation, just a few thousand, but that's sufficient to be considered Kol Yoshvei Hola. So Hillel's takana was Kol LaHabur. What do you mean, make a takana LaHabur? Because he knew that the Bai Sheni was going to be Chariv, so he made a takana for them. The only question is, but it says Kivin Shiro Hillel Shenimnu Milahalva Zezer Avraham Ashikos. What do you mean? He saw Baruch HaKadosh, they're going to violate it then. It means they were violating already now. So he assumed if they're violating now, Allah is going to violate later. But to make the takana now, very far, very shver. So the Rabbi Natam says either he understood that then they're going to violate, or he saw the violating already now. Had the gemachta takana for later. Very shver. So then the Gemara is going to have a shayla. The next sukkah, we didn't start it. The Gemara is going to have a shayla. When Hillel made the takana, did he only make the takana for his generation, the Dorei Tikkun, or did he make the takana l'dorei oilam for all the future? What do you mean l'dorei tikkun? For 100 years, it didn't apply. The takana was lacha meyashana, according to the Rabbi Natam. So the Rabbi Natam says that's what it means. The dorei tikkun does mean his generation. No, this takana is only going to begin after the Churban Bayis Sheni, after they'll send everybody into galus, and you'll no longer have kol yisrael leo. So that was the shaila. Was the takana's Hillel of Fruzbol only for that, the first generation after the Churban, or was it for all the future generations? So Taisis themselves are moida that the Rabbi Natam is very doichik. In the Loshon HaGemar, the Dorei Tikkun means the first generation after the Churban. Hillel was already dead and buried many years. It was years and years after. And it says, Kivin Sheroah, Shinim Noam, Lahav, Zezeh, Ovra, Amash, Kaz, Batar. When was Roah? He saw Baruch HaKodesh, that they're going to violate it. He saw now they're violating now, but he couldn't do anything about it now. Because Shemitah was their race, so he had to gemach the takana for later. Very sure, but that's the famous machlokes Rashi and the Rabbi Natam. The opening pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, Rashi has a comment from the Medrash. Bikish Yankev Leisha Bishalvo. So, in what sense was it Bikish Yankev Leisha Bishalvo? So the Medrash says that all of the years that Yankev was away from his father, he was away in Choron. So Esav had two schusim that Yankiv didn't have. Esav had the schus of Kibbut Aviyeh, and he had the schus of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Yankiv didn't have. So that's why Vayira Yankiv Yod Vayetzola, he was very concerned, because his brother had. He had the schus of all the Tariq and Mitzvah Shamarti. He had the other 611 mitzvahs, but he knew his brother had two mitzvahs that were also pretty serious. So here it says Vayeshev Yankiv Eretz Megurei Aviv. He was with his father. He was now back fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibbut Aviyeh. Beret Kenon, he was doing Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So that's why the Medrash says, now he wasn't concerned, he was Mekayim all the Taryag Mitzvahs, including those two, that he was so concerned about for so many years. And so, Nachal Tnishkov, Biki Shank, Leisha Beshalva, nonetheless, that's when the troubles all began.